What a tremendous time of worship. Thank you all for participating. It's enhanced the experience for me, for my wife, for all of us. It's great to be together as the people of God, is it not?
真是一个很美好的时间，我们可以在这里来敬拜神。 对我来讲，还有对我的妻子来讲， 这都是一个很好的一个时间在这里。
Glad to have my friend Chi Ching at the side today. We need to pray for Christine, and because she's unable to be here because of a family issue.
那我们也纪念 Christine 姐妹，她要照顾她的父亲，所以今天我代替她来这边做翻译。
I want to read for you from the from the second Psalm, Psalm 2.
我要请大家翻到诗篇第二篇。
Why does the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in heaven laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, As for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will surely tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, O kings, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him.
这边讲到诗篇第二篇，外邦为什么争闹？万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？世上的君王一同起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华，并他的受膏者，说我们要挣开他们的绑锁，脱去他们的绳索。那坐在天上的必发笑，主必嗤笑他们。那时他要在怒中责备他们，在烈怒中惊吓他们，说。 我已经立我的君在锡安我的圣山上了。受膏者说：“我要传圣旨。”耶和华曾对我说：“你是我的儿子，我今日生你。你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地极赐你为产业。你必用铁杖打破他们，你必将他们如同摇将的瓦器摔碎。现在你们君王应当醒悟，你们世上的审判官应该受管教，当存敬畏侍奉耶和华。” 又当存战惊而快乐，当以嘴轻子恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡，因为他的怒气快要发作。凡投靠他的都是有福的。
One of the most important statements in all the Bible about the truth of the universe.
在圣经里面有一个最重要的一个真理。
Why did you come to church today?
你为什么今天要来到教会呢？
It would probably be a good thing for us to pose that question to ourselves from time to time.
对我们来讲，有时候我们问自己这个问题是好的。
If we could hear the real reasons for each of us, we would probably hear quite a number of different explanations.
如果我们大家都诚实地来回答这个问题，也许我们会发现有很多不同的答案。
Let me remind you of a significant fact of life.
让我在这里提醒大家，在生命里面有一个很重要的一个事实。
Every day of the world, you are constantly bombarded with messages, thousands of messages that come not from heaven, and they are not filled with truth.
在每一天，我们的生命里面，我们都经历，我们都被很多成千上万的资讯来轰炸我们。那这些资讯不是出于天的，不是属天的。那这些资讯都会临到我们。
Somebody is constantly trying to brainwash you.
因为在背后有一个人一直尝试着要来洗脑，来洗脑我们的思想。
I would urge you to think, I go to church to hear truth. I go to church to learn the way the world really is, to get my mind right.
在这里我鼓励大家来思考这个问题，我们来到教会我们是要来听真理，主，我们来到教会我们要来知道这个世界和我们生命的真相。
I need to learn the truth. I need to be reminded of the truth about the world, about life, about God, about eternity.
我们来到教会我们来学习真理，我们需要了解关于生命，关于神，关于这个世界的真理。
The world is not going to tell you the truth.
这个世界不会把真相告诉你们的。
But here we have the truth.
可是在这里我们有真理在我们的手中。
And Jesus taught us that if we are to worship, we must worship in spirit and truth.
主耶稣教导我们，如果我们 凡是要敬拜他的，我们必须要敬拜他在真理还有在灵里面敬拜他。
God has given us many, many wonderful hymns through our hymn writers about God Himself being our King.
在我们的诗歌本里面有很多神给赐给教会的诗歌，讲到关于神他是做王者。
But speaking for myself, especially as I grew up in church, I sang those hymns, and yet for a variety of reasons, it never really registered with me. God is King of everything.
对我自己来说，我在教会里面长大，可是 我唱这些美好的诗歌唱了很多年，可是神是王这件事情好像从来不曾进到我的心里面。
This psalm is about two realms, two kingdoms, if you will, heaven and earth.
这一篇诗篇它是讲到两件事情，讲到神I'm sorry, about king and then
Two realms, heaven and earth.
讲到两个领域的王，讲到天上的王，还有地上的王。
But the psalm is also about three characters who are competing, if you will, for those thrones.
可是这篇诗篇也告诉我们，讲到有三个不同的角色，他们在与来争夺这个王的这个地位。
We see them in verse 2, the kings of the earth.
我们在第二节那边看到世上的君王。
Also called the rulers,
臣宰
but they are conspiring against the Lord and against His anointed one.
他们一起的来商议，要来抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者。
And both of those characters then are followed through the rest of the psalm also as kings.
这两个角色在这整篇诗篇里面也是被称为是王。
The Lord.Is the one we meet in verse 4. It says he sits in heaven.
那天上的主这边讲到，在第四节那里，他坐在天上。
His anointed one is the one that speaks in verse 7.
然后讲到受膏者，那是在第七节那里。
And he has been named as king by the one who sits in heaven.
这位受膏者被这天上的君王已经立为王了。
This expression, he sits in heaven, may sound a little curious to us. Perhaps we don't feel inclined to pay much attention to it.
我们也许很容易就没有留意到这句话讲到说坐在天上这个王。
I've used this psalm in class for over 20 years as a regular assignment in my hermeneutics class.
我在我的学校教课的时候，我常常用这一句话来提醒我自己，在过去的二十年中。
And it's actually tragic to me that almost no student recognizes that he who sits in heaven means he who sits on a throne in heaven.
对我来讲是一件很难过的事情，就是我的学生们他们并没有理解到那位坐在天上。代表的意思是那位坐在天上的宝座上的那位王。
But that certainly is the idea that this psalmist intended.
可是这边讲到坐在天上，这就是他的含义。
How did we grow up all of these years in our churches and not learn that?
我们怎么能够坐在教会这么多年，却没有学到这个事实呢？
He who sits in heaven means the one who is enthroned in heaven.
那坐在天上就表示他是那位在坐在宝座上的那位王。
And so if he is king in heaven, then he must be king of heaven.
他如果是在天上的王，他就是属天的，他就是属于天上的王。
It really is quite simple.
这是很简单的一个道理。
But it is fundamental.
也是很基本的道理。
It is absolutely crucial to an understanding of the world and then of how to read our Bibles.
这对我们来讲，对这个世界来讲，这都是一个很重要的真理，也对我们读圣经的来讲，也是很重要的一件事。
In verses 1 through 3, these kings of the earth are conspiring to throw off the rule of the king of heaven.
在第一节到第三节那里，我们看到这地上的君王，他们一同的来商议，想要把这个天上的君王的王权把它推翻。
Can you imagine anything more absurd than that?
你可以想象有比这个更荒谬的事情吗？
That gives us a little insight into the essence, the very nature of sin.
这也告这个也说出了对于罪这件事情它的本质，让我们了解的更多。
One of the fundamental things we are to learn in that first three verses is this is a picture of the heart of man.
在前面三节告诉我们一个很重要的事情，就是这说出了我们心里面人的心里面真实的光景。
This is the essence of sin.
就是罪的本质。
You and I were born with an inclination to resist and oppose God's rule of the world and of our lives.
在我们生命里面，在我们的这个人生里面，我们有一个本性在我们里面，就是我们要来推翻，要来抵挡神在我们身上掌权这件事情。
And until Jesus conquers our heart, we will be hard and resistant. Many of you have that personal story.
除非耶稣他来征服我们的心，否则对我们来讲，那是一位极其困难的事情。我们要来降服在神的主权底下。
It's only as God by His Spirit gently moves our heart and breaks our resistance that we come to bow to Him.
唯有当神在他的圣灵里面很柔和的来改变我们的心，我们才会愿意降服在他面前。
Verse 3, God does have control over us.
在第三节那边含义到讲到神确实他是掌权，他有 他对我们身上有控制的权利。
He is our creator.
他是我们的创造者。
He made us.
他创造了我们。
So he owns us.
所以他拥有我们。
He is bigger than we.
他比我们还大。
He rules us.
他掌管我们。
Whether we bow to him and in submission or not, he rules us.
无论我们是否愿意降服俯伏在他面前，他都是掌管我们的神。
It is the height of folly, of foolishness to resist the power of God.
对我们来讲，我们要拒绝，要来抵挡神的能力，是一件最愚昧的一件事情。
And so in verse 10, the advice to these kings, which is the advice to everyone in this room, is be wise, that isStop being such a fool.
所以在第十节那边，这是讲到这些君王，他们应当要醒悟，也是对我们每一个人讲到说的，我们必须要聪明起来。
Again, verse 4 then.
在第四节那里。
He sits in heaven.
他坐在天上。
He's not standing, jumping around. He sits calmly enthroned.
他并不在那边很着急的在跳着，不是，他很平静安稳地坐在他的宝座上。
In spite of the conspiracies throughout earth,
不管这个地上怎么样子的来商议、来密谋。
In fact, you might see in verses 2 and 3, the greatest military political alliance ever in human history.
也许事实上在第二节那边看到，在人类历史上所有的那些承载，所有的那些那些掌权的。
Who wouldn't find that terrifying?
所以我们当我们想到这件事情，我们都会很害怕。
The one in heaven remains seated on his throne.
可是对那位坐在天上宝座上那一位来讲，这个
算不得什么。This is no threat to him.
这些对他并不会造成威胁。
And in his response then, he announces, I've already settled the issue of the king of the earth.
他对这些商议、这些臣宰来推翻他的反应是：我已经立了我的王了。
In verse 2, they are called the kings of the earth.
在第二节那边讲到，就是地上的君王、臣宰。
But in verse 6, then he answers, No, 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 I have set the king of Zion, the earth.
可是在 第六节那边讲到，不不不，我已经立我的君王在锡安了。
And that one is the same one we met then also back in verse 2.
这一位王也是在第二节那边所提到的。
When they resist God, the King of Heaven,
当他们来抵挡这位天上的王的时候，
they are also resisting and opposing His chosen Son, the King of Earth.
他们也同时来抵挡这位神所预定在地上做王的他的儿子。
Look there at the end of verse 2. It says that they're conspiring against the Lord and against His anointed.
所以在第二节后面那边讲到，这些臣宰一同商议来抵挡耶和华，并他的受膏者。
Anointed then gets translated into the New Testament in the word Christ.
这位受膏者在新约圣经里面，我们用的字来翻译的字就是基督这个字。
Why did Jesus' followers call him Christ?
为什么耶稣的跟随者，他的门徒称耶稣为基督？
They didn't decide this was a cool new nickname for him.
他们并不是觉得哦，这个名字听起来很酷，所以他们就这样子称他。
That comes straight out of this verse.
那个名称、那个称号是直接从这一句、这一节所翻译出来的。
Every time you see Christ in the New Testament, whether it's Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ, the Christ.It comes directly from this verse.
我们在新约里面，每一次我们读到耶稣基督、基督耶稣、主基督，那个基督这个字就是从这一节出来的。
When they started calling him the Christ, they were thinking of this verse.
当他们称耶稣为基督的时候，在他们的心里面，他们直接是想到这一节圣经。
Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do people say that I am?"
耶稣问他的门徒说：“人说人子是谁？”
Then he asked them, "Who do you say that I am?"
然后他问他的门徒说：“那你们说我是谁？”
And speaking for the 12, Peter said, "You are the Christ."
彼得代表十二个门徒，他站起，他对主耶稣说：“你就是基督。”
You are this anointed one.
你是那一位受膏者。
And this anointed one has been anointed to reign as king.
这一位受膏者已经被受膏要做王了。
Christ.Means king.
基督也是讲到做王这件事。
And that's what we affirm every time we use the word Christ.
所以我们每一次我们提到基督这个词的时候，我们必须要了解这件事。
There's a wonderful structure then to this psalm poem. It's in four stanzas.
在这篇诗篇有一个很好的它的结构，我们可以把它分成四个段落。
Three verses each stanza.
每一节每一个段落都有三节。
And each of the first three has a main character who speaks a speech.
在这每一个段落一开始都有一个主要的角色，他来做他来发表一篇谈话。
In that first.Stanza, yes, there's God the Father, yes, there's God the Son, but the main character is the kings of the earth.
所以在第一个段落，是的，他也提到耶和华，他也提到他的受膏者，可是主要的角色在第一个段落是讲到这地上的君王。
And verse 3 is their speech.
然后在第三节那边讲到他们说了什么话。
It is rebellion, it is defiance.
这是一个背叛，是一个对权威的挑战。
In verses 4, 5, and 6, the main character is the one sitting on the throne of heaven.
在第四到第六节第二个段落，这主要的角色是那位坐在天上的。
Obviously, this is the one we know from the New Testament as God the Father.
我们在新约里面，我们这个角色就是在我们新约里面读到的天上的父。
His speech then is in verse 6.
他所发表的谈话是在第六节那里他所说的话。
It's a brief declaration.
是一个很简短的一个宣告。
It's a royal decree.
是一个王的宣告。
God isn't calling for an election.
神并没有说哦，我们来做个选举。
He's not floating a trial balloon.
他也不是弄一些其他的试一试什么事情。
He announces a final verdict, a final decision about the universe.
他在那里，他直接的来宣告，出令来宣告，在这全宇宙的一个决定。
It's his decision, his alone, to decide who gets to rule the planet.
这是神他自己的决定，唯有他自己来决定谁要做这个宇宙的君王。
And he's not indecisive.
这个并不是说好像模糊不定的。
He's not waffling between two or three possibilities here.
他并不是犹豫不决说，哦，我到底要立谁做王呢？
He's emphatically decisive. I've settled that question.
他是无可我没有错误的说我已经决定了。
This is what you need to know.
这是你必须要知道的。
This is the ultimate truth of the universe.
这是在宇宙里面最终极的一个真理。
Jesus shall reign wherever the Son does his successive journeys run.
就是耶稣他必要做王，只要日还继续的存留，耶稣都必须要掌王权。
Jesus shall reign.
耶稣必要作王。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The third stanza is verses 7, 8, and 9.
第三个段落是从第七节到第九节那里。
And the speaker there is God the Son.
在那里，主要的角色，说话的角色就是神的儿子。
As he says that the Lord, the King of Heaven, has said to me, you are my son.
在那边他说这位耶和华就是在天上的王曾对我说你是我的儿子。
So if this one is the son, then the one who made that announcement must be his father.
所以如果是儿子在这里说话，那 做这个宣告的人必然是他的父亲。
This psalm doesn't use the language of father and son.
这个诗篇有用到父，没有特别讲到父亲儿子，没有讲到父亲这件事情。
Well, it does use the language of son, but not explicitly father, but it's clearly implied. This one is the father. This one is the son. To speak of kings.
在古代的时候，讲到父亲和儿子这个角色的关系，常常是讲到关于君王的。
The great king would call himself father, and he would demand that the people call him father.
他自己那些做王的，在古代的时候，他们会自称是一个父亲，他们也会把他们受他们管辖的人说，你们要。要他们称他自己为父亲。
And when he was really great, he would commonly have a lesser domain over which he would install another, a junior king.
有时候他会把一个比较小部分他的领土呢，来交给一个比较小，一个人来管理。
And he would call that junior king his son.
他会称那个管理的人说，他是我的儿子。
So in this psalm, father and son actually mean king and king.
所以在第七节这边讲到父亲和儿子的角色，你也可以把他看成是一个做王，还有他在执掌替王执掌王权在某个地方的王。
In fact, this psalm is in a sense a poetic exposition of the Davidic covenant that's announced, that's described in 2 Samuel chapter 7.
事实上这篇可以说是一个对于撒母耳记
2 Samuel chapter 7.
Okay, 在撒母耳记第下的第七章那里边讲到的一个注释。
After David had been reigning for a few years in Jerusalem and settled the place and built some of his own palaces and so forth.
David, right?
King David.
Okay, 在大卫他治理的哈他征服了国以后，他在那边治理，他建了一些宫殿。
He announced an idea to the prophet Nathan. Nathan, it occurs to me, here I live in this nice palace, and God has a tent over here.
有一天大卫就跟拿单，先知拿单说，我住在这个人的这么好的皇宫里面，可是神却住在一个帐篷里面。
Nathan understood exactly what he had in mind.
拿单他知道大卫的心里面在想什么。
And he announced to the king, good idea, God is with you.
他就跟大卫说：“你这个想法很好，神与你同在。”
That very night, God spoke to Nathan the prophet, and Nathan then spoke the message to King David the next day.
当晚，神就向先知拿单说话。第二天，拿单就来跟大卫说。
In that announcement, God informed David, "Well, it's actually not you, but your son that will be the one to build the temple for me."
先知拿单，神借着他告诉大卫说，要为我建殿的不是你，却是你的儿子。
And God, who is the great giver, takes over the initiation and he says, you wanted to build a house for me, but I am now declaring, I will build a house for you.
而且在那一段经文里面，神告诉大卫说，你有心要为我建殿，事实上是我要为你建立你的家室。
You want to build a house in the sense of a temple, I will build a house in the sense of a royal dynasty.Your house of David.
在你的心里面，你想是要建造一个属物质的殿来给我居住。可是，在我的心里面，我所要建造你的家室是一个王的家族，这是属君王的家族。
And a son of yours will reign forever.
从你而出的儿子要永远的作王。
And so here in Psalm 2, in that third stanza, verses 7, 8, and 9, we have the Davidic covenant now in poetic form.
所以 在这边诗篇第七节到第九节那里 第三个段落，我们有一个先知性的宣告在这里。
In verse 7, the speaker is the third king, that is the king of earth, the Messiah, Jesus.
在第七节，这个说话者是那位受膏者，就是在地上要执掌王权的主耶稣。
He's the one who says, I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me,
他在那里说，我要传圣旨，耶和华曾对我说。
But the rest of that stanza, verses 7, 8, and 9, even though it's in the voice of the Son, the words are the Father's.
那在接下来的几节里面，虽然这好像是子在讲话，其实是父，是神的命令在那里。
The FatherCommissioned the Son with these words, and now the Son announces that commission to the public.
神对子宣告了这些命令，所以这时候子就把这些神的命令来宣告给这世界。
This Son is king not by usurping.
这位儿子他得以作王，不是他自己来篡位，来抢夺这个位置。
This Son is authorized by the ultimate authority, the King of Heaven.
这位子之所以做王，是因为那位天上的王 来命定他要做王。
It wasn't his armies who said, "You are the son, you are the king, we have made you king."
并不是这个子，他地上有一些军队说，哦，他们来永立这位子为王。
There is a chain of authority, and it goes all the way to the top, all the way to the king of heaven.
我们看到的是有一个一串的权柄在那里。这个连结是一直的到那位掌权者，就是到父神那里。
This commission, this announcement is that he will reign not just in Jerusalem, though he is the son of David, the king of Israel.
这个法令并不是讲到主耶稣，他并不是说他只是地上的在耶路撒冷掌权的那一位，虽然他也被称为是大卫的儿子。
He is such a great.And powerful and glorious king, his reign will extend far beyond the borders of Israel.
或是他不是只是以色列的王而已，可是他的国权必须要增加无穷，要遍及全地。
Ask of me, and I'll make the nations your heritage, the very ends of the earth your possession.
所以在第八节那边讲到说，你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地极赐你为田产。
This is the same idea as in Daniel chapter 7, where we learn of the Son of Man.
这个在但以理书第七章那边提到的人子是同一件事情。
A terribly important chapter that we would like to take time to develop, but ever so briefly, just a few points from Daniel chapter 7.
在但以理书第七章，那是一个很重要的一章。可是因为时间的关系，我们就挑几个点来说。
One of the great visions that God gave through Daniel, it begins with a vision of four beasts.
在那里，神给但以理一个意象，就是有四个兽。
A lion, a bear, a leopard, and a monster in verses 1-8.
在第一节到第八节中间，我们讲到有四个兽，有狮子，有熊，有一个豹。
These are kings and kingdoms that rule successively through history.
这些是地上 的王权，他们在历史里面掌权。
But remember Genesis chapter 1 says the planet is not supposed to be ruled by beasts, but by man.
可是我们记得在创世纪第一章那边就讲到，这个地不应该是由兽，由野兽来掌权，应该是由人来掌权的。
Beasts are not made in the image of God, but man is.
这些在但以理书第七章提到这些兽并不是按着神的形象造的，唯有人才是按着神的形象造的。
So once God has judged these four beasts, again the lion, the bear, the leopard, and the monster, then to fill the, and he's eliminated all of these kings, these rulers, these powers, now to fill the vacuum of power created by their judgment, steps forward, son of man.
当神审判来这四个兽，狮子熊豹还有一个野兽的时候，他把这些地上那时候的王权全部把它挪开的时候，他为了要把这个空出来的王权，他要给谁呢？他要把用人子，在这边讲到由人子来掌权。
And this one then is commissioned just like the son in Psalm 2.
在这里我们看到这个人子，就他神所赋予他的权柄，就像我们刚刚在诗篇第二篇所提到的一样，
To rule all the nations forever.
他要执掌列国直到永远。
So this psalm is where we get the title Christ.
所以在这个诗篇我们有一个题，我们可以标题说这是受膏者。
And Daniel 7 is where we get the title Son of Man.
在但以理书第七章那边我们也那边也提到人子的另外一个这位掌王权者的称号就是人子。
And in Psalm in Daniel 7, Son of Man means king.
在但以理书第七章，人子指的就是王。
Son of Man means this glorious king who will rule not only Israel but all the nations.
在但以理书第七章，人子就讲到这位做王者不仅是在以色列做王。而是要执掌王权直到地极。
So Daniel 7 is talking about the same issue as Psalm 2.
所以但以理书第七章其实是讲到同样的问题，跟诗篇第二篇讲到的是一样的问题。
It's that important. It needs to be stated multiple times.
这是非常的重要，而且我们要一再的重复来强调这一个。
One more.
还有一个点。
Revelation chapter 5.
在启示录第五章。
After describing the glorious scene of the throne of God in Revelation chapter 4,
在启示录第四章那里提到一个很荣耀的神的宝座以后，
John describes how that he was shown that the king, God the Father on the throne was holding a scroll, a book in his right hand.
然后约翰就讲到说，在这位坐宝座的右手中有一个书卷，里外都写了字。
And in brief terms, the chapter speaks about how that scroll then was given to one person.
在第五章那边，我们简短来说，就是这个书卷被交给一个人。
The strong angel called out, "Who is worthy to open this scroll?"
当那位天使大声地说，有谁配展开那书卷呢？
And they waited silently while no one dared to step forward.
在那个时候，地上一片的寂静，没有人配得展开那书卷。
And finally, the lion from the tribe of Judah, the lamb standing as if slain, came forward as the only one qualified, the only one worthy.
终于，犹大支派的狮子，大卫的根，那位被杀的羔羊，他站出来，只有他配得。
Worthy is the lamb.
羔羊是配。
Worthy is the lamb to take the scroll.
羔羊是配得展开那书卷。
That scroll taking is the same thing as in Psalm 2:7.
那位展开书卷，展开书卷这件事情讲到的就是在我们刚刚诗篇第二篇第七节那里讲到是同一件事情。
You are my son, I will make the nations your heritage, the ends of the earth your possession.
你是我的儿子，我将列国赐你为基业，将地极赐你为田产。
Psalm 2, 2 Samuel 7, Daniel 7 Revelation 5, it's all the authority of the King of Heaven conferred to Jesus to be the King of Earth.
在诗篇第二篇，撒母耳记下第七章，但以理书第七章，还有启示录第五章，这边都讲到这位天上的王将那个执掌王权的传给耶稣，传给子。
The simple and obvious conclusion of the psalm in verses 10 through 12.
所以在最后一个段落，第十到第十二节，有一个很简单的一个结局。
Therefore be wise and be warned, O kings, O rulers.
他说，你们世上的君王应当醒悟，你们世上的审判官应该受管教。
Serve the Lord Yahweh, the King of Heaven, with fear.
当存畏惧侍奉耶和华。
And in verse 12, kiss the Son, the King of Earth.
侍奉耶和华那位天上的王，然后在第十一节讲到以嘴亲子。这地上执掌王权者。
The Father and the Son are inseparable.
父与子是没有办法分开的。
To serve and worship one is to serve and worship the other.
当我们敬拜侍奉其一的时候，同时我们也是侍奉敬拜另一位。
To defy and resist and oppose Jesus is to defy and resist and oppose the King of Heaven.
如果我们要抵挡、要藐视、要来挑战子的王权，我们也是同时也在挑战那位坐天上宝座的王权。
This magnificent psalm then is not just a declaration, not just an announcement about the ultimate truth of the universe.
这篇诗篇并不是只是讲到这个至终，这个结局。
It presents a decision.That everybody must make.
它确实是呈现给我们，有我们让我们知道，我们每一个人都必须要做一个选择。
To continue to defy and oppose and suffer the consequences.
是否我们会要继续的来抵挡、来挑战神的王权、来受苦
？Or to cease striving and to bow and to submit to the King.
或是我们做另外一个选择，我们不再抵挡他，然后我们降服我们自己在这位王的面前。
There is a threat of final judgment here.
我们在这里有看到有一个最后一个审判的一个威胁在哪里。
But today is a day of salvation.
可是今天就是拯救的日子。
Today is a day of mercy, of an offer of forgiveness.
今天就是一个神赐怜悯赐他的赦免的日子。
This heavenly king is uncompromising.
这位天上的君王他不会去妥协的。
He will carry out his decision.
他会照着他所要定义的去做。
But he gives us time to repent.
可是他给我们时间，让我们得以悔改。
The offer of forgiveness, the day of salvation, is a day that's closing.
这个救恩的日子，这位蒙赦免的日子，会有一天会结束。
You who entered this room today, never having submitted, you need to do that today. You need to submit to the King today.
今天，如果你走到这个房间，你坐在这里，如果你还没有把你自己降服在神的面前，你必须要做一个决定。
You who love this heavenly king and his son.
对于那些你爱这位君王，这位勇士的君王的，爱这位儿子的。
You need to think in terms of worshiping him, not just in this room, not just on Sunday morning, but in all of life.
你必须要学习沉浸在对这位王。的敬拜里面，不是只是礼拜天早上在这里来敬拜他，而是在你生命的每一个角落，你都要来做个敬拜者。
Here we worship corporately.
在这里，我们是一个团体的敬拜。
A couple hours a week.
也许一个礼拜有几个小时在这里。
What about the rest of the 168 hours a week?
可是这一个礼拜，其他的168个小时，你在做什么呢
？He is still king. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
他是做王者，是一天二十四小时，一个礼拜七天，他都是王。
We are always under his rule.
我们总是在他的治理底下。
If worship begins here, it continues as we leave.
是的，敬拜可以从这里开始，可是必须持续的，当我们离开这里以后。
Or in a sense, we might say, if we are not truly worshiping out there, it's doubtful whether what we do in this room together can rightly be called worship.
事实上，我们要从另外一个角度来看，如果我们离开这个房间，我们没有过一个敬拜神、以他为王的生活，我们必须要怀疑我们在这里的敬拜有多少的实际在里面。
We can fool one another. We can counterfeit worship.
我们可以彼此的欺瞒，我们可以假装我们在敬拜神。
Worship is in truth.
敬拜必须在真理里。
And the truth is Psalm 2.
真理，我们今天读到的诗篇第二章就提到这个真理。
And worship is in spirit.
敬拜也是在灵里面。
And so worship is secret, it's private, it's inner, and it's all the time.
所以敬拜在灵里面讲的就是一个隐藏的，是一个秘密的，而且是一个持续的。
We need to understand that we are always before his throne. Always.
我们必须要认识这个事实，我们必须一直的活在他的宝座面前。
And so on Monday,
所以当
we worship.
所以礼拜一我们还是敬拜。
On Monday, we renew our submission and our devotion and our adoration.
所以礼拜一到了，我们再一次更新我们对他的爱，更新我们对他的敬拜，对他的奉献。
And we renew our devotion not just when we do devotions.
我们更新我们对他的奉献，并不是只是讲到说，哦，我们在做一些成更或是做一些外面的事情。
True worship is a constant conversation in my head, even while I am doing my job.
敬拜讲到的是我在一个持续的在我的灵里面来敬拜他，即便我们外面会做一些我们属事所需要做的工作。
I want you to refresh yourself on this psalm every day this week.
我邀请大家这个礼拜每一天你都来提醒你自己关于我们今天讲的诗篇第二篇。
And pray that God will allow you to have greater consciousness through the day, every day, through the day, while you're working, consciousness of his reigning and your worshiping before his throne.
让这整个礼拜你持续的你向神祷告，提醒你自己你可以一直的活在神的面前敬拜他，不是只是一天而已，而是每一天每一个时刻。
God is sending you as his ambassador, as his missionary to that place where you work, to that school where you study.
神把你差遣好像一个神的使者一样，到你的工作场所或是到你的学校里面。
The truth of the universe is Jesus shall reign.
整个宇宙的真理就是耶稣他必要作王。
The question of life is, will you voluntarily bow in worship?
在我们生命里面我们要问自己，是不是我们愿意降服在他面前敬拜他。
Pray with me.
让我们一起祷告。
O God in heaven,
哦，天上的王，
we do bow.
我们在这你的面前下拜。
We bow because of your great mercy, because of your great love.
是因着你极大的怜悯，你极大的爱，所以我们向你下拜。
Restraining that rightful impulse of yours to judge, you extended mercy.
你并没有直接的执行你的审判，而是你在扩张你的怜悯在我们的身上。
And you reached out and you turned our hearts to yourself.
你自己来寻找我们，也将我们的心转向给你。
O great sovereign of the universe, we happily bow and acclaim you as the Lord of all.
哦，宇宙中至高的权柄，我们欢喜的在这里宣告，你是我们一切的主宰。
Lord of the universe and Lord of my heart.
你是宇宙的王，你也是我心里面的王。
Have your way.
愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done on earth and in my heart as it is in heaven.
愿你的道路通达，你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上；行在我的心里面，如同行在天上。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
One of the things that this psalm does not talk about is the cross and the empty tomb. And yet it is the gospel.
在这篇诗篇有一件事情他没有提到，就是关于十字架。十字架也是我们的福音。
It doesn't tell the whole story, but it tells a tremendously important part of the story.
他并没有把所有整个福音的故事都讲出来，可是他讲到的是一个极其重要的一个真理。
The one who gave his life on that cross is going to reign forever.
讲到那一位在十字架把他生命舍弃为着我们的那一位，他必要作王。
I've been asked to make an announcement or make a few comments about the baptism happening this afternoon.
教会的同工邀请我跟大家稍微分享一点点关于受浸这件事情，因为今天下午我们有好一些弟兄姐妹要受浸。
It is my understanding that there will be 32 new believers to be baptized today.
据我所知，会有32位弟兄姐妹今天下午要受浸。
A couple of verses come to my mind. Acts chapter 2, the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved.
有一些经文跑到我的心里面，好像在使徒行传第二章那边讲到，主把得救的人数天天加给他们。
In Romans 8:29 and 30, those whom he foreknew, he predestined. Those whom he predestined, he called. Those whom he called, he justified. Those whom he justified, he glorified.
在罗马书第八章28-29节那边讲到，他预先所知道的，主他也称他们为义，称他们为义的，他就使他们得荣耀。
Baptism is a great occasion to rejoice in our Lord.
受浸这件事情是一个我们应当在主面前欢喜的一个场合。
He has opened the eyes and the hearts of these 32.
因为他打开了这32位弟兄姐妹的心里面的眼睛。
And we celebrate him and his grace as we welcome these into the fellowship of this church.
所以我们一起来庆祝我们的神还有他的恩典，来欢迎这32位弟兄姐妹到神的家里。
And into the fellowship of the larger body and bride of the Lamb, our Lord.
欢迎他们进入一个更大的一个团契，是跟着我们羔羊，我们主的团契。
Baptism is a symbolic testimony and a confession of faith in Jesus as King of all, Lord of one's heart.
受浸也是一个很象征的意义，我们在人的面前宣告主耶稣他是王，他是一切的君王。
That confession carries with it identification with the Lord and with his people.
这一个宣告也继续的下去，让我们与神认同，也跟神的百姓一起认同。
It represents death to one's previous identity.
它象征着我们与我们的从前是一个死的，进入一个死。
As if giving one a new name.
就好像神给我们一个新的名字一样。
The old man was Saul of Tarsus, the Apostle Paul.
旧的人，他的名字是大树的扫罗。新的人是使徒保罗。
A new identity.
一个全新的一个身份。
Please understand that you now have a responsibility also to welcome and embrace these as your new brothers and sisters.
请大家也明白，坐在这里的，你有一个新的责任，你要好好的来欢迎，来拥抱这些新加入神家的弟兄姐妹们。
As they have opened their hearts to the Lord Jesus, we now open our hearts to them.
当他们向着神敞开他们心的时候，我们也把我们的心向着他们敞开。
Certainly, we look at newspapers, and there is a lot of bad news coming at us from the world.
当我们打开报纸的时候，常常我们看到是一堆坏的消息。
But the true story of history is this: God is not losing.
可是真实历史上的故事是这样子，我们的神他并没有失败。
God is king. He cannot be defeated.
我们的神他是王，他永不失败。
When he calls people to himself, when he strengthens a church, he works in ways that no government and no army can stop.
当他把人带到教会来，他把人吸引进来的时候，他吸引人是没有任何地上的能力可以阻挡的。
No laws and no jails can stop God's work.
没有任何的律法，甚至没有监狱可以来停止神的工作。
He is reaching those that he has called and chosen from eternity.
他伸出他的手来寻找来得着那些他从永世以前就拣选的人。
Just as he is directing history to climax in his ultimate victory.
就像他一直的主导整个历史要至终得着他最大的得胜。
We are on the winning side.
我们是在得胜者这一方。
We follow the champion of the universe.
我们是跟随着这宇宙的冠军。
And so now do these 32.
所以现在我要跟这32个新的弟兄姐妹们说。
Make a joyful noise to the Lord.
你们当向耶和华欢呼。